Us in the Donegal senior footballers are very proud of our Donegal background, and as Donegal people, we're very good at rallying around people who need support, standing up for each other, and coming out in a helping hand when we can. And I suppose, you know, over the difficult COVID period, it actually gave us a chance, with the lack of training and the lack of opportunities to meet up, to put our brains together. And when the idea of supporting the A Better Life for Livy campaign came up, it was just a no-brainer. Every single person within our group was just so eager to try to help in any way we could. Now, obviously, given the circumstances in terms of groups gathering and social distancing and all that, it became quite tedious to put a plan in place to when exactly it would best work. And I suppose the short nature of preparation for the event is kind of a mixture between we couldn't get too many people together up until this date, and also the club championship is just around the corner, which is a big commitment for all of our members. So we're really looking forward to Sunday, which is a fantastic opportunity for us to meet the club members and the people of Donegal around the county. We're really, really proud of this fact that we're going to meet all 35 football clubs, or 39 football clubs, pardon me. We'll have players and management alike starting in 9 different destinations across the county. And I suppose the idea is that we're bringing Donegal together by all of us leaders from different parts of the county and culminating in a gathering at McClough Park, the home of Donegal GAA, you know?
Yeah, and the significance there, I know the rivalries are for the most part friendly, maybe sometimes they're not as friendly as others, but there's a symbolism there too, it isn't about that coming together and putting to one side the friendly rivalries for a combined cause.
Exactly, like it's funny, myself and one band will be going to war with the Kilcar boys on Saturday night in the first regional league game, and Sunday morning we'll all be hopping on the bikes in Glencoe and Kiln and making our way out through Kilcar, Killybegs, Dunkaneely, Inver, Mitcharlis, the whole way up to Ballybofey. And look, it's a bit of fun. You know, clubs are now preparing for championships, regional games and everything, and rivalry is going to be hot and heavy over the next few weeks in Donegal. But I suppose Sunday gives an opportunity not just for individual clubs to come together, but the whole community in Donegal. And I think the name of the event, Donegal Cycles for Livy, really titleizes that this is not just a football event. It's led by the Donegal footballers, but this is everybody in Donegal doing what we can to support one of our own. And, you know, the charity that is led by A Better Life for Livy has obviously got the massive donation from the Do It For Dan campaign. And I suppose, you know, given the stimulus of over 1 million, there's no excuses now for us, the people of Donegal, not to row in behind them and to raise roughly about 360,000 is what is needed. And the Donegal senior footballers want to make as big as a dent as we can in that this weekend.
Yeah, super stuff. And people, how do they donate, Hugh?
Yeah, there's a range of options. So first of all, on all Donegal social media sites, you'll find the GoFundMe page, which you can do an online link donation, which is probably going to be the most popular. From today on, that is going to be all over social media.
And we'll link it on our platforms as well, of course, Hugh.
Exactly. And then on the day, there'll be bucket collections, and all players involved in Donegal Senior Football Club are also having sponsorship cards, which are going around. You know, obviously, it's quite difficult to get huge crowds gathering, given the time it is, but we're really encouraging all members of clubs, from Mallon the whole way to Bundoran, from Newton Cunningham the whole way into Glencoe Kill, to come out and to meet us along the way. And we're really looking forward, not to just meeting senior members, but, you know, underage players, underage members, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get a big photo of all the clubs as we pass through each area of Donegal on Sunday.
Brilliant stuff. It'll be across social media too, in terms of it already has been, with sharing images and everything. And it's we have an opportunity here to make a big difference to Livia and her family. As you say, there was a massive injection there through another family's pain, and it just goes to show, really, when it all comes down to it, we're just people, really, and we all have problems, and we can group together. Listen, well done, Hugh. You mentioned the championship there. Is it good to get back? I think you'll be on the ground with cramp after about 15 minutes.
It's going to be great fun. Just the buzz of being back training for our clubs has been massive. You know, obviously, club teams have had a few friendlies over the last few weeks since they've been allowed to play games, and, you know, we're very much ring rusty at the moment. We're blowing very hard after 15, 20 minutes, and there's a lot of niggles and bumps and bruises along the way. But the club league games now start, or the club regional league, I think it's a fantastic idea. It's taken away the pressure maybe of Division 1 and Division 2 relegation promotion, and it's allowing for good competitive games. Like, it's a long time since, for example, Killybegs got to play in Townie Glen are playing Ardragh. They're the two big games in the southwest on Saturday. St. Olaf's are playing Glendies on Friday night, along with Bundoran and Ballyshannon. And there's fixtures like that all across the county. And
yeah, there's a lot of results. There'll be some of the older members of clubs saying, this happened in 1985 now, and you have to try and fix the score. some of these ties. I'm not saying they go that far back, but there's some of these ties we don't see all too regularly.
Just bragging rights are going to be important.
I think it's
a great way to build up a buzz before the championship starts in 2 weeks' in time. So we're glad to be back. We can't wait to get stuck into each other. And I suppose the big thing for this cycle too, it allows us as a team to connect together.
100%.
You know, obviously we haven't had the opportunity to train. We've all been running away on our own and doing our bits in gyms. But I think it really allows not just the Donegal team to come together, but the whole Donegal community. And, you know, we're really missing the buzz of the big championship games. Mm. You know, it's not just a football event. It's an event in Donegal life for a lot of people. You know, it's the day out, it's the cup of tea and the sandwich and the boot of the car before and after the game. It's chatting with people you only see at games. And I suppose we're trying to replace some of that on Sunday. And hopefully we can do that while donating to a great cause.
And if you wanted to Monday evening, you can all meet up for a cup of tea or a pint in a pub. But you can't go in the dressing room. Okay.
It's the changing room there for a few more weeks.
You can't go in the changing room. All right. Well, sure, look, we're having to deal with all these maybe contradictions and rules, but we'll get there. Hugh, lovely to see you. Well done. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much for the help.
All right, good stuff. Our pleasure. Take care. That's Hugh McFadden there, talking of that event. On Sunday, and we'll share the links out in our socials as well for the GoFundMe page, and it's an achievable target now, and we wish Livy and her family and friends, you know, the family's friends and all the best with that campaign, and hopefully the treatment as well, and that everything that the family hopes for comes to pass.